Always love featuring this as well. Inside Sports Medicine, getting you clued in. It is brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center since 1976. They've been here, the expert team, taking care of the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, specializing in what moves you, online at bhosc.com. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Aaron Dykstra featured tonight on Inside Sports Medicine. Aaron, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, I appreciate it. So it's interesting. We've been playing some sports, and I hope everybody's been safe and playing it smart. Something that I wanted to talk to you about when it comes to youth sports, and something that you've seen out there is some injuries when it comes to elbow injuries. I guess start there.
Yeah, so we're sort of getting to that end of the season for the youth baseball leagues, and we're seeing quite a bit of elbow injuries again. And it's unique in kids because the elbow is certainly different than it is in an adult. And we deal with a few more problems, such as some growth center issues. So we talk about little leaguer's elbow, which we've seen a fair amount of actually the last 3 weeks or so. So the elbow in kids has a growth center on the inside. We call that the medial epicondyle. And the force that we talk about with baseball pitchers and major league pitchers, we certainly talk about that medial ulnar collateral ligament and the Tommy John surgery. But for little leaguers, what they run across a lot of times is actually an injury to the growth center itself. And what happens with that is the muscles and the ligaments that attach to the bone in kids that are growing, the bone itself and the cartilage that's in that growth center is actually weaker than the attachments of the ligaments and the muscles themselves. And so the bone is more at risk for kids. And so we call that an apophysitis. And so a little leaguer's elbow is actually an injury to that growth center.
I want to ask you about this from a historical standpoint. Have we seen that in kids? We used to not have pitch limits, Aaron. I mean, we used to not have all of this stuff. Have we advanced?
We certainly have made some strides in pitch counts and trying to limit the amount of pitches and throws per week. And sometimes it gets lost a little bit on the warm-up time and the practice time. And then we talk about, you know, the pitches in the game and that kind of stuff. But all of those throws really add up in the week. And some people talk about, you know, the quantity of throws for a week as opposed to in a game. And that's where I think sometimes it gets a bit lost. But I do think we have really progressed a lot since, you know, when we were kids. I had a lot of teammates that threw their arms out, never able to throw again, lost their speed, their control, all that kind of stuff. Certainly impacted a lot when we were kids. And I do think the leagues and the coaches have done a good job of trying to minimize or at least observe for those times when kids are complaining or having pains. But it's always good to sort of reiterate, you know, we've got to watch for these pains and those sore areas and try to slow kids down when they start to show those irritations.
Inside Sports Medicine, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center orthopedic surgeon Dr. Aaron Dykstra on tonight on Fox Sports Rapid City. We've now had pitch counts into Legion baseball. You talked about younger kids and how, you know, they're growing and the whole factor in that. Legion baseball counts, is that the same story? Does that help high school kids?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's all of those injuries are overuse injuries, and so anything that we can do to try to minimize that exposure and try to allow for healing time. Every time kids go out and throw like that, there's some micro trauma that's caused, and so we want to give rest and allow for those tissues to heal before we stress them again. So it has done a lot. It certainly, as kids get older and as the elbows become more adult-like, the stresses change, and the way that it affects the structures there certainly changes a bit as well. So they do become more resilient to those stresses.
I was surprised to hear it's not just baseball. You've talked about and you've seen gymnastics athletes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The gymnasts, certainly with tumbling and falling awkwardly and those kind of things, the hyperextension injuries to the elbow certainly place the same amount of stress in a similar way to those same ligaments that we're talking about with throwers. And so it's same with gymnasts, if there's a lot of irritation, overuse kind of things. And certainly with gymnasts, we see more of a one-time high-energy mechanism that leads to injuries for those kids. But it's all good stuff to be wary about and to worry about. And if you see signs of pain, irritation, and certainly anything that lingers or nags, we should really take a look at those things and make sure we're not missing a bigger problem.
Well, that was my question. Your message to parents after a Little League baseball season or a gymnastic event, if there is anything that pops up, to maybe not overlook it.
Yeah, certainly it's always good to just take a look. You know, the easiest thing is take some x-rays, make sure that the exam fits with what we expect, and as long as it's not something too worrisome, some rest and some time, some ice elevation, all the usual stuff we talk about, usually allows a lot of those things to fade away. It's the ones that kind of persist and those re-injuries that continue to pop up that we worry about the most.
Keep that in mind, pediatric elbow injuries, kind of that time of year after a baseball season. Dr. Aaron Dykstra, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, orthopedic surgeon, part of the expert team on Inside Sports Medicine tonight. Aaron, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the time.